You might be part caveman. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Glenn Gehr, professor of psychology at SUNY New Paltz, is studying the DNA of Neanderthals and finding similarities in the modern human genome.
Recent genetic evidence has revealed that modern humans, or Homo sapiens, hybridized to some extent with Neanderthals approximately 40,000 years ago. The modern human genome reflects this fact. However, we all vary in terms of how much our individual genome overlaps with the Neanderthal genome. Modern personal genome companies provide individuals with a Neanderthal overlap percentage, typically varying from approximately 0 to 4%. Some of us have more Neanderthal in us than do others. The New Paltz Neanderthal Project included the administration of a battery of personality and psychological measures to individuals who have had their personal genomes mapped. The primary goal of this research is to examine the correlates of relative Neanderthalness. Based on this methodology, we hope to reconstruct the behavioral and personality features of Neanderthals by seeing which behavioral qualities tend to go with high levels of Neanderthal overlap. A preliminary analysis of nearly 100 adults from around the world has revealed the following. People relatively high in DNA overlap with Neanderthals tend to be low in extroversion. They tend to be relatively emotionally unstable. They report having had a bad relationship with their father. They report receiving low amounts of emotional support from others. They tend to not be religious, and they report that they do not really enjoy reading fiction. One main theory regarding the so-called extinction of the Neanderthals revolves around the fact that, unlike Homo sapiens, Neanderthals did not form large social groups beyond kin groups. The preliminary findings here seem to map onto this conception of Neanderthals as intelligent, but as less socially oriented than their Homo sapien counterparts.
That was Glenn Gehr of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I'm not antisocial.